Kerry's and Bush's campaign ads are making many claims about themselves and each other. Journalist Brooks Jackson is investigating the accuracy of these claims. He's the director of Annenberg Political Fact Check. The group's analyses can be found at their website, factcheck.org. Jackson has covered Washington and national politics for The Wall Street Journal and CNN. I asked him to describe how this year's presidential campaign ads are defining the candidates, starting with the Bush spots.
Yeah, they follow a historical pattern here. If you go back to 1996, the last time we had an incumbent running for re-election against a challenger, Bill Clinton ran something like $50 million worth of ads against Bob Dole in the same period before the convention and after the opposition party became known. It worked for Clinton. He was able to define Dole as a Newt Gingrich clone who wanted to take away your grandmother's Medicare, and by the time Bob Dole had the nomination at the convention, the election was pretty much over because Dole didn't have any money to spend against Clinton during that period. The Bush folks now have tried to do the same thing to John Kerry. In this case, though, it's the Democrats, both Kerry and allied Democratic groups on his side, have plenty of money, and it has been a battle royal. But the Bush campaign has run primarily negative ads trying to define John Kerry, who isn't known very well by the public even now, in very negative terms, as a big taxer, as a fellow who does not support the military, even in times of war, and generally an untrustworthy fellow.
And what about the John Kerry campaign ads? How would you characterize them?
Well, I'll answer that by saying on the Democratic side, you've had a balance. You've had John Kerry, the campaign itself, being predominantly positive, kind of out of necessity. They need to introduce John Kerry, and they're trying to portray his biography, his Vietnam service, his years in the Senate. So you see a lot of full-color ads, often with Kerry speaking directly to camera about his lofty goals for the presidency, should he be elected, not doing a whole lot of attacking of Bush himself. However, there are tens of millions of dollars worth of ads being run by independent Democratic groups, primarily MoveOn.org and allied groups. They have a PAC, they have three different groups, and by the Media Fund. And these have been almost 100% attacking Bush. So you've had a 1-2 punch on the Democratic side. Kerry trying to boost himself and introduce himself to the public while other groups have been beaten up on the president.
Well, Brooks Jackson, I'd like you to choose an ad from each side that you think has factual problems and kind of typifies what happens when a political ad is misleading. Let's start with the Bush-Cheney ticket.
Okay, well, one good example here of the way facts get manipulated is a Bush ad called Patriot Act. And this ad falsely implies that John Kerry would repeal wiretaps of terrorists.
Let's hear it.
President Bush signed the Patriot Act, giving law enforcement vital tools to fight terrorism. John Kerry, he voted for the Patriot Act, but pressured by fellow liberals, he's changed his position. While wiretap, subpoena powers, and surveillances are routinely used against drug dealers and organized crime, Kerry would now repeal the Patriot Act's use of these tools against terrorists. John Kerry, playing politics with national security.
We just heard an ad for the re-election of President Bush, and my guest, Brooks Jackson, is the director of Annenberg Political Fact Check, which fact-checks political ads. So, Brooks Jackson, what are some of the facts that are misleading here?
Well, the wording of that ad could leave some of our listeners and viewers who saw it with the impression that Kerry opposes wiretapping suspected terrorists across the board. And that's false. What Kerry has been advocating is stronger oversight by judges for some of particular types of wiretaps, roving wiretaps that are contained in the Patriot Act. This ad says he would repeal the Patriot Act. He's called for replacing it, but the reforms that he would make of it are not a wholesale getting rid of the Patriot Act. They are, as I mentioned, things like providing stronger judicial oversight for these kinds of wiretaps, for what are called sneak and peek warrants, and where the subject of the search warrant isn't informed even after the search of what's going on, things of that nature.
Now, this ad also says that he changed his position on the Patriot Act after being pressured by liberals.
Well, you know, that's such a laugh, because if you look at who's against this, sure, lots of liberals are against it. The American Civil Liberties Union is apoplectic about this. Librarians are up in arms, even. But guess who else is up in arms against it? Bob Barr, the former congressman who was pushing to impeach Bill Clinton, and a number of Republicans in the Senate have sponsored the same legislation that John Kerry has sponsored to bring about some refinements to the Patriot Act. So the opposition to the what are seen as intrusions of personal liberties in the Patriot Act is a bipartisan thing, and to suggest that John Kerry was pressured only by liberals and that's only a liberal position really misstates the case.
Let's listen to an ad in support of John Kerry that you think is factually misleading. Now, you said before that most of the official ads from the Kerry campaign have been just trying to put Kerry in a positive light, talk positively about his life and his politics, and it's mostly been the independent groups that are taking out the independent the negative ads. So should we listen to an ad from one of those independent groups?
Well, a good example of an independent ad on the Democratic side is one run by an environmental group, saying that the president opened up Florida's coast to offshore drilling.
Well, let's hear it.
As you can see, there is no ambiguity in my position on drilling off the coast of Florida.
There sure isn't. President Bush opened up Florida's coast to offshore drilling, and he supported an energy bill that could lead to even more. Well, what would you expect from a Texas oil man? Just one accident can destroy a coastline.
So we've got to put programs in place that help Mother Nature.
Mr. President, your oil drilling off Florida's coast isn't one of them.
So that's an ad for Kerry that was funded by the League of Conservation Voters and ran only in the state of Florida. Brooks Jackson, what do you find factually misleading about this ad?
Well, I think when most people hear the phrase opened up the coast, they think of oil wells offshore, perhaps within view, but pretty close. The fact is that what George Bush did was not allow drilling anywhere within 100 miles of any point on the Florida coast. There was a proposal in the Interior Department during the Clinton administration that would have allowed oil and gas drilling on a tract that at one point came within 16 miles of some Florida beaches. The Bush administration proposed going forward with that. There was an uproar, and they cut it back severely. And as I say, the tract that was eventually approved at its nearest point is 100 miles out in the Florida Gulf. Now, the League of Conservation Voters will tell you, and they wrote us a letter about this, that 100 miles is still too close. But the impression I think most viewers would get from that ad is that what Bush approved was a lot closer to the Florida coast than 100 miles away.
My guest is journalist Brooks Jackson. He's now director of Annenberg Political Fact Check, and this is a group that fact checks political campaign ads and writes up their results on factcheck.org. Now, what recourse does a candidate have when they feel that an ad about them has been factually misleading?
Well, what recourse? You know, one thing people are a little surprised to hear is that it's perfectly legal for candidates and campaigns to lie just as much as they want in a TV ad. We don't have the same protections when it comes to politics that we have when it comes to commercial products. The Federal Trade Commission polices ads for commercial products, and they levy fines even when advertisers run ads that are misleading about silly things like toys and dolls and things. But because of the First Amendment and the Constitution, and we don't have the federal government mucking about trying to censor political ads, and in my personal view, that's as it should be.
You don't think there should be some kind of truth in advertising commission?
I just don't know how that would work. We actually wrote an article on this on our website. A couple of states have tried it, two or three states. They've run into problems in the courts, and those that have a valid law, the enforcement it's just not much. It's not very effective. It's really up to the voters and up to journalists to sort these things out. That's nobody said democracy was going to be easy, but I think that's our job as journalists to help voters sort through these conflicting claims.
How have you seen the candidates responding to misleading ads this year?
Well, not by pulling them off the air, that's for sure. They're incorrigible. We found plenty to criticize on both sides, Democratic and Republican. In a couple of instances, we've had protests, and we've published the letters of people who say they still disagree with us and think they were right. But the campaigns, even though they're called out on these things, continue to run the ads.
And what about the targets of these misleading ads? How effectively do you think Kerry has responded to misleading ads by the Bush campaign, and vice versa? How effectively do you think Bush has responded to misleading ads that support Kerry?
Well, they both respond, that's for sure. And you get plenty of help when you're in my business fact-checking these things from both campaigns. They'll tell you in a minute what they think is wrong with the other side's campaigns. Sometimes they just try to change the subject. Sometimes they point to things that really do have some substance to them. But I don't know how much trust any undecided voter is going to place in what either side says about the other's ads. That's why it's important for some trusted third party, and that's really where voters need to go. Find some neutral party that they trust that is willing to sort through these things for them and help them out.
Were there any ads this year that you felt, this is a paragon of accuracy, this this ad is informative and accurate and helpful to voters?
You know, I think ads in general, for all the criticism we make of them at factcheck.org, are in general somewhat helpful to voters if they are viewed and listened to with a critical eye and ear, if they're supplemented with additional information from trusted sources. They make you curious about what the campaign's talking about. They are helpful. And the majority of ads we don't find reason to fault on our website. Many of the ads on both sides are close enough. If there's a little puffery here and there, it's within bounds. But I think that in general, the 30-second ad is a poor medium for getting across a whole lot of information. It's you can't, if all that you knew was what you saw on television ads run by the candidates and run by their allied groups, you would be a very poorly informed and sometimes misinformed voter. But as a supplement to reading the newspapers and watching the candidates' actual speeches and perhaps seeking out additional information on the internet or other places, they do get across some useful information.
So do you get to see these ads for the first time on television and on the internet, or do the political campaigns actually send, you know, alert you to the fact that these ads are about to premiere?
Yes, they're actually quite systematic now. Both campaigns and the parties and even the independent groups will email to interested reporters press releases about their upcoming ads. Sometimes there are conference calls to explain and take questions about them. The ads are normally available on the various websites before they ever hit the air, so we get them pretty efficiently now. When I first started doing this, you'd need to send messengers around to get videotape, and that's not necessary anymore with broadband access. You can take a look at these things right at your desk.
Well, Brooks Jackson, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Terry, it's been a pleasure to be here.
Brooks Jackson is the director of Annenberg Political Fact Check. The group's analyses of the Bush and Kerry campaign ads are on the website factcheck.org.